Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies, and this is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from backstage at the House of Blues on Sunset Boulevard in West Hollywood, California on Thursday, October 25th, Two Oceans 12. My guests today are a band that you probably are familiar with because I mention them all the time on the show and tweet about them on occasion. Motion City Soundtrack out of Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Sort of.
Is that accurate? Sort of out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a...
Well, two-fifths of
home
us live there.
So yeah.
Home base.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We started there. Ish.
Ish.
And now we've got New York, California, Virginia, and Minnesota.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first two guys that started the band did that in Minneapolis.
At one point, we all did live there.
Yeah, sort of. There's no clear answer. Jesse lived there at the time, so at one point there was three of us that were actually from living in Minnesota. When
and we forced the two from Virginia to live in someone's basement.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Well, let's start with Justin and go around the room and say, you know, your name. You don't have to use last names if you're not into that. and what you
doctor?
What you're responsible for in the band?
My name is Justin Courtney Pierre. I'll use the middle name, right? And I play guitar and sing. I sing slightly better than I play guitar. I'll say that.
Well, I didn't ask for a self-critique, but,
sorry, it's just
if each of you want to do that, what thing you do better? I'm guessing Tony's going to say drums, but go ahead.
I'm Matt, and I play bass. I try really hard.
Nice hustle.
So you never have to sing?
I do occasionally sing little bits in the background.
Okay. Kazoo, can you play kazoo?
I can, actually. Yeah. I should have said that.
Which is something a lot of people can't do.
Yeah,
actually. It's so funny watching somebody blow into it.
Yeah, it's broken. You're like, no, it's not broken.
It's broken kazoo.
I'm Joshua Allen Kane. I play guitar. And I play guitar okay.
All right, fair enough.
And I'm Tony Thaxton, play drums, and I'm a past Leonard Maltin Game Tournament of Championships participant, not winner.
Yeah.
so you do that better than drums.
Yes. Well, yeah, I haven't been in any drum championships.
They list you as backup vocals, too, on the...
Occasionally.
Yeah, on Wikipedia.
My name's
one
Jess.
More, Jess E.
My name's Jesse, and I play keyboards fairly poorly.
Fairly pleasant.
Wait, does that mean that you poorly play them, but you're fair about it?
Yes. Yeah, that was good.
Okay. You fucking rock out those keyboards.
Yeah.
You move around a lot for a keyboard person.
Back up, dance moves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole keyboard's flying back and forth the whole time. I love it. You guys are a fun band to watch.
Thanks.
And how much more, what's left of this tour that you're on now?
I think we're about halfway. Yeah. So 3 more weeks-ish.
Mm-hmm. In support of the most recent album, Go?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And the newest single is...
True Romance is the single we've been pushing.
So let's play that. Not live. You guys don't want to do that.
Oh, right. I forgot the drums.
And I don't blame you. Yeah, yeah. That was funny, though. That first time I saw you was in and wasn't familiar with you guys at all. I saw you at the CES.
Yes.
In Las Vegas, and it was such a mellow set compared to what you guys really do.
Yeah, that was an acoustic set where we played
in double 3D.
Yes.
Yeah, they passed out 3D glasses. So I'm standing with Tony's girlfriend, who I just met, wearing 3D glasses, watching a band I don't know play music not the way they normally do it. So it was a little bit of a learning curve there, because then when I started listening to the albums, I was like, oh, okay, I get it.
Didn't the guy fall out of his chair in the front row?
Yes!
Yeah. Did you see that?
I didn't see it, but I think we were all really blown away by the 3D. It looked like all five of you were really standing in front of us playing your songs. It was incredible 3D. But at that same convention, walking around, because you got me in, you're how I got into the convention, but just walking around, did you see that gigantic television?
Oh, it was huge.
Yeah.
I think we saw it together.
Yeah, that was nuts. Yeah. Where they were just playing, like, skiing footage or whatever,
yeah.
But it was that I think that's more important than 3D.
Yeah.
I think large is better. Large is more important than depth, I think. Because it creates a reality because it's so large. Good story, Doug. I hope I remember to put your version of the Douglas Movies theme at the top of the episode. Thank you for doing that. How long ago did you do that? It's probably been a few years now.
2010? Yeah, like two and a half years ago.
Yeah, so...
I think we all did that from...
Yeah, we didn't have any
various homes.
Oh, you weren't in the same room together?
No. So none of us knew what it was going to sound like.
Always ruined magic.
Yeah.
All right, go back and listen to it with that perspective, listeners.
Fun fact about that, too. Those drums were recorded on Travis Barker's drums.
Really?
Oh,
yeah, I forgot about that.
They let me come to their studio, and I was like, yeah, these are set up, just use those. So
nice.
There's a little fun insider info.
I love it.
Does he know? I don't know if he does know.
So I know Tony's a pretty regular listener. I know Justin was in the audience when the last time I did a live one in Minneapolis.
Acme.
At Acme Comedy Co. And the rest of you guys have heard the show before.
Yeah, I've listened to the show, yeah.
Yeah. So I think you're all going to be hopefully good competitors against the champ. Halloween? Do you have a show on Halloween?
No. We have
a day off
in New Orleans, so that'll be...
Oh! I can hardly think of a better place to have the day off.
Halloween before, and it's kind of bananas there.
It's great. It's got to be crazy.
There is about every kind of outfit you could think of done in a sexy version of it, which is kind of a strange thing to witness, is like... construction worker, sexy
crawfish.
Yeah, whatever.
Sexy
monster.
I like it.
Sexy Frankenstein monster.
Sexy girl who shows her boobs for beads.
Yeah,
would be a good one. They the weather's probably going to be warmish, or not as cold as other places.
I assume.
Yeah,
it's the South.
Yeah, that's how it works, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's what I want to. I'm going to be in San Francisco this year on Halloween, but the weekend before I'm going to be in Phoenix, as will you guys, tomorrow or Saturday. Saturday you'll be in Phoenix.
Yeah,
I'm in Phoenix too on Saturday. I've got a show.
Really?
I got a show at 4:20 if you get in early enough. But you probably
you probably have a lot of sound check nonsense.
We don't have sound check that day.
No, because I'm taking that Sunday joint. So yeah, we might be able to cover that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
Have to crash
we'll tell
park.
You. Yeah.
All right.
Off air.
Let's talk about it. And then, so I'm excited to be in Phoenix the weekend before Halloween because everybody
you know, the costumes will be extra slutty because it'll be nice and warm out. You know, I've been in places like Sioux Falls, South Dakota on Halloween, and they slut it up, but they have to wear a really big, heavy coat.
Yeah, they do the hot version instead of the sexy version.
To and from the wherever the party is. But that's yeah, that'll be cool if you guys can come see me on Saturday. This should have plopped in time for people to come and see it with you as well. The club I'm playing in Phoenix is huge. It's huge. Nice. So... there's a lot of seats available, probably all the way up until when it starts. There'll be a lot of seats available. Plus, it's a risky move doing a show on the weekend before Halloween because everybody's got parties and stuff to go to. Mm. Everybody's got plans, but that's awesome that you have Halloween off, because you've probably done shows on Halloween. Oh, I've done stand-up on Halloween, and it sucks because there's too many masks, there's too many people with glowing, there's just way too many distractions, and also people in costumes are, they're wearing a costume for attention. Mm-hmm. They're not, oh, I'm going to put on a crazy costume and go stand in the dark and be polite, you know, and just watch the show. No, they're going to be out of control, so you must have had some...
Well, we usually have to come up and dress up ourselves because we feel like pressure to do that. And
some of
we
did a
awesome,
really good
some,
one
it's awesome.
Once, and then all the other ones have not been very good. And so we just kind of, I think the last time we intentionally just made it not good because we weren't coming up with a good idea. And I think Matt was the one who...
Don't say that.
who we couldn't come up with anything, so he said, let's be the Halloweeners, and we all just wore hot dog costumes, which was...
awful.
I had a hard time playing the whole show because I couldn't stop laughing at just seeing the stupid sight of everyone in front of me in hot dog costumes.
The best part of the hot dog costume is that it didn't move with your head.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If you turned your head, you were behind a costume.
Like, and it's
you
like your own sauna in there, too.
Yeah.
It was just awful.
I just found a picture of that online.
I feel bad for the guy that went down to the costume store and they were sold out because of hot dogs, because you guys...
We probably spent like $600.
Came and got them all.
I will say this. We had our sound guy, our lighting guy, and our merch girl, and as salt and pepper shakers, ketchup, mustard, and ice cream. So... It all kind of went with the barbecue theme, I guess.
And the salt and pepper shaker costumes were horrible.
No, that's what made it better, because all the costumes just, they weren't good costumes. They were just so bad.
And when you're out on tour, how do you get to your movies? You watch them on the bus?
We got a
mixture
theaters.
Of that.
Movie
well,
theaters,
mostly,
and then, like, you know, the bus has DirecTV, so we constantly, you know, I watched Pulp Fiction last night, because it was on.
I watched it at home last night.
Amazing! Hey, watch the whole movie.
We watched Spaceballs on
DVD. Oh, yeah,
DVD.
Spaceballs. We were talking about Spaceballs, and I saw...
Space Menards, you mean? that was... Spaceballs was the answer in a... when I was in Minneapolis last weekend, and I had already said that I like to sing the Menards theme and point to my own balls and say Menards. And and a lady in the audience, as soon as the contestants didn't know the answer, a lady yelled out, "It's Space Menards!" And it was, it was pretty impressive. Usually when people are yelling out from the audience, it's not anywhere near as good as that. So let's just go around the room, like a movie that's out right now that you actually got to go to a theater and see. Did you have one, Justin?
Yeah, we got the same three. I don't know if I can talk about three.
We're going to take away
about one.
Our chances to say a movie we just saw, too, that we can talk about all.
It doesn't, everybody doesn't have to have their own movie.
You saw something you didn't like, so you can...
You can sit here and argue about it if you want.
I think I want to go out on a limb and say The Fleck is batting 3 for 3. We saw Argo last night.
That's not too bad of a limb to go out on, because those first two are good enough to give you the impression that he would, you know, continue along that way. He's not going to slip up and make a Gigli or something.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like this was a step up from... I mean, The Town was a good movie. It was fun to watch.
I still think Gone Baby Gone is my favorite, but...
Oh, it's still your favorite over Argo?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Like, I was thinking as I was watching it, there were some bits of dialogue... Like, I get really particular. So 95% of the movie was amazing, I thought. But then there's, like, some bits of dialogue where they're just... I didn't believe... It just was really cheesy at moments. And the other thing I was thinking is, like, anybody who's probably involved in movie making would think this is goofy. But as, you know, outside of that, I thought it was really interesting.
you know, it was like a different.
They're selling the crap out of it. I haven't seen it yet, but the ads are like, it's funny, intelligent, suspenseful.
I'd say suspenseful.
Like the last
30
minutes of it, like I was swarming around. Like,
yeah, well, that's what I want. I want more of that from it. The fact that they're even pushing the funny part. Let's let the funny part just happen. Like, if you happen to laugh at Alan Arkin's lines or John Goodman, good for you. But it's a serious story.
Super serious. And
the attention to detail.
Story. And yeah, he's like, he remade something that happened, I feel like. There's probably changes that aren't real, but overall, I feel like he went out of his way to make it exactly like what really happened, as close as he could.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had to do all that stuff where they composite some characters and stuff, but it's supposedly fairly accurate. All right, Matt?
I gotta be honest. I don't think I've seen anything since you and I went and saw Moonrise Kingdom.
Dark Life?
Mm-hmm. It's a long time ago. I'm
good movie, though.
It's good. I enjoyed it. Yeah. I definitely liked it, but...
It's good. It's on DVD now.
Wow. Getting a big push for award season. I got.
Yeah, I thought it was good. I liked it. I
already got a thing in the mail inviting me to screenings. I sent it back. I mailed it back to them. Wrote across it. No thanks. Saw it. I'd sit through it again, though. It was pretty charming. What about you, Josh?
Unfortunately, I'm probably going to take away other people's stuff, but I saw Looper as well, and I liked that. It was a lot of fun. I thought, what's his name, did a really good Bruce Willis.
Emily Blunt?
Yes. No, I thought that movie overall, there's probably like a couple moments where it seemed a little like bad for seconds, but overall, I loved it. The story is fucking...
The awesome. Little kid's amazing.
Dude, I didn't even know about him, and that kid makes the movie.
He really is good. I'm glad that they don't. There's a lot of the movie that they don't show.
Yeah, I don't want to give it away. And
that's the best part.
That kid is the best part for sure. Just as even that moment, like his acting, when you know, when the math part, like that was like hilarious.
Yeah,
in
he's
defiant, awesome way.
Yeah, he's otherworldly. That kid.
Yeah.
And there's a really good kid that plays like kind of the evil child in Paranormal Activity 4. So the casting of toddlers is really stepping up. They're really stepping up their game.
Toddlers, like,
really is a young
man's
game
out
there
now.
Tony?
I actually haven't really been to the theater in a bit. But I did see at home on demand, watched Sleepwalk With Me, which I loved.
Yeah, Birbiglia.
Yeah, it's really good. I don't know if I mentioned that to you guys. Watch that. It's good.
Funny and true.
It came to Minneapolis for like one weekend, and Lindsay went and got to see Ira Glass, I think.
You did like the Q&A and everything?
Yeah. We were on tour.
Yeah, it's popping around the country, so, and I'm sure it'll be on video on demand sometime soon.
No, it is. That's how I watched it.
Oh, there you go. So go watch it on video on demand, especially if you have had or have a sleeping disorder, because his is fucked up.
Yeah, I didn't know it could be that
bad. Yeah, it's almost like it reminds me of why I don't like getting blackout drunk. Just that whole like he's walking around and it's him, but he has no idea what he's doing or why.
Yeah, it was on TV last night. The TV was on, and there was some woman. They were videotaping her sleepwalking. It was on the Tosh.0 that it was on. It was some show where they were showing this like kid was like showing his mom the video he took of her sleepwalking and talking and being all like burr, burr, in the kitchen and like super fucking weird shit. Like, I don't know, it scares me.
Yeah, it's. I'm glad I don't have it.
At least nobody's told me that.
Yeah, I live alone, so I could be doing some weird shit every night. No one would know the difference. I guess I got to set up a nanny cam.
Yeah, who's gonna eat all the cereal?
See what I'm up to. I've been grinding my teeth a lot lately. I don't know how to stop doing that.
Mouth guard.
Really?
Well, yep. That's what I hear.
That's what they say.
Yeah. I just, the idea of sleeping with, I think I would like choke to death on it.
You know, here you go. Buy a hockey helmet, and then attach the mouth guard to the helmet so you can't swallow it.
Well, I don't think I would swallow the whole thing in my sleep, a mouth guard, because I don't think you could get it. I just mean that it might block my breathing. Mm. Like if somebody came in and pinched my nose, I'd be a goner. If somebody did that. That was like the reason I even thought of that image is because of the Louis C.K. Louis episode where he talks about his kids and how he could just kill them by just plugging their nose in their sleep. That they should respect him a little bit more and fear him more. So it's Halloween. Oh, did you say a movie?
No, but I just saw Sinister last night.
Oh,
and just I would say I enjoyed 95% of it.
Is the final 5%, is that the problem?
Ending? I'm a stickler for endings and resolution in movies.
Yeah, people get like that.
And it's not that the ending was bad. It's just that it didn't, after 95% of the movie of being like, what the fuck? Like, you know, it was like, oh, well, I could have written that. Like, it was a little obvious.
But 95%.
Which is why.
How often can you say that?
I liked the movie. I was entertained for the entire movie until the very end.
Yeah.
So are you saying resolution? You need it, or you're fine with ambiguity?
I'm fine with ambiguity in certain.
If it's interesting.
What was that?
Or belongs there
on the airplane? Like Inception, but like on the airplane where
the Lorax.
No. No, where
the Lorax really does leave it open at the end. You're like, well, are our forests going to be saved or aren't they?
The two journalists get into that cult to find out if.
Oh, Martha Macy. Oh no, I know what you're talking about. Something about the light, right?
What is it?
Is it a?
I know. Oh god.
It's a man and a woman.
Man and woman. They get into this cult because the woman that runs the cult is supposed to be from the future and had to come back. Oh, and they question it. And they question it. And they question it. And at the end of the movie,
you're not talking about the time travel one, right? No, that's.
And at the end of the movie, there's this scene that you don't know whether she actually was from the future or not, and it kind of ends. Mm. But that was fine with me. Are you just trying to not talk?
Yeah, I think so.
My wife.
She's trying to be.
Knows, like, basically every movie and actor and actress in every movie. It's Sound of My Voice.
Yes. That same actress was in. She's been in a few things just recently. Another Earth, I think she was also in. Yeah.
I listened to your podcast about Cabin in the Woods. Made me want to see it. I think now we've all seen that. We all liked it.
And you didn't. Look at the cover of this CD case first.
Because they've
got a cover now. You've all seen
like
it, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that gives away.
You have it?
No, I haven't.
Okay,
seen
I won't say
it. No, I mean, I've seen the movie. I haven't seen the cover.
You mean the poster where the building is like.
Well, the poster with the building is kind of like, it's already kind of saying there's something up with the cabin. But there's some covers of the DVD is shots of the different squares with different monsters in them.
Hey.
Like, why would you blow that out? I guess because they're just. I think it's just the trouble with that movie is I think people would enjoy it if they.
Well, like, I thought I was going to watch a scary movie, and I don't like scary movies. Like, I mean, like, slasher, like,
sure,
Saw.
Sure.
And I was like, to my wife, I was like, hey, you want to watch this movie? Everybody says it's great. It's got something that happens that isn't expected, so we should see this movie because everybody's saying we should see it. And she doesn't usually watch. She hates the gory, killing kind of movies like that. And, you know. So
but the whole thing has.
The whole time I was waiting for that to happen and it didn't. It was like, oh, this is good. I like this.
I liked it because the whole thing just has a real, like, kind of Buffy sensibility about it. Yeah, it's funny and it's and you know the cast is appealing and then it's got so many.
So good together.
And it makes fun of itself, like it's everything.
That's the thing is the trailer. They show Bradley Whitford and what's his name. Richard Jenkins, and they show the two of them, and it's to me that's like I wish it was possible for people to you know not know those guys are in it, you know.
I didn't ever see it.
Yeah, actually,
I never knew.
I didn't know, except for when I first watched.
Obviously, they're like right in the beginning because it started like open.
It starts like the movie begins on a surprise because it begins on why are we? I thought this was a movie about kids at a cabin in the woods. So I really like it. I got to watch it again because I haven't seen it in a while.
Taking bets and you're like, what the fuck are they doing?
Yeah, what is this all about?
I mean, and the thing is, like, half of the thing I had it figured out, but I don't know if that's because I heard the podcast. I knew that there was
I never said shit. This is the most I've said about it.
Yeah, I don't want to say
And
anything.
I feel a little guilty about how much I've said today.
But I didn't, I mean, yeah.
I liked it. It's good. It's neat. I hope Joss Whedon and that guy Drew Goddard, I think his name is, that directed it. I hope they do more stuff like it.
Yeah,
it's
kind of like a new Sam Raimi, but funnier.
Speaking of which, Evil Dead remake.
What?
There's a trailer now. Right?
There's a trailer, but I've become a traitor avoider. Like, I'll watch them in the theater before the movie because I just see kind of random ones every time I go to a theater to see a movie. Especially if, like, when you go to the Arclight, they only show three. They don't go nuts with it. So when people go, people are saying, the new Iron Man 3 trailer's out. And I'm just like, that movie's coming out next May, I think. Right?
Yeah.
So true. Why do I want to fucking have it have a lot of it spoiled right now, because I'm sure they show too much.
Right before you got here, I saw it.
You watched it?
Yeah.
I'll see it if it pops up in a movie theater.
RDJ.
But
I can't get enough of RDJ.
He really is.
He's got to look at his face.
It's going to be interesting to see as they move forward with doing all the superheroes having their own movies.
Yeah.
All of the Avengers, and then coming back together again, because, like, the Avengers, I think, is probably second only to the first Iron Man for all of them so far. Like, I think Robert Downey Jr. just has the most compelling character.
Yeah.
Because he gets to be funnier than anybody else.
I'm so excited that it was Shane Black. Like, I loved Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. I thought that was a genius film.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to see him.
He's awesome.
Take this.
I think it's going to be really good. I just don't want to...
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome.
But, you know...
And Guy Pearce is the bad guy?
I think it's Ben Kingsley.
Are they going to do...
Is the Mandarin. What?
He's in it,
that would be awesome.
Your email said this.
Don't blame the wife.
I want to see that. Mark Ruffalo. More Mark Ruffalo as the Hulk.
Yeah, he was a great Hulk. He was... That was... but also... It begged the question, what are these other people doing? when the Hulk was just jumping into the sky and batting down giant spaceships from another planet, like, it just sort of seemed like, oh, everyone else has to be a little bit more tricky about how they beat the bad guy. Hulk can just get business done.
Yes.
It was very well done, and I saw it a second time with, we were sitting in the front row with microphones and talking during it at CineFamily, I kind of went into it thinking, you know, there's going to be a lot to rip on, but then there wasn't really. I still think they say Tesseract too much, but that's a great drinking game. But other than that, let's go one more thing before we listen to a song by you guys and then play some games. Since it's October, favorite horror movie?
Favorite horror movie?
Yeah. Even though Josh isn't into horror movies.
I am into some.
Okay.
I still enjoy The Gate 2.
Nice.
Okay.
The first gate with the little weird people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is the gate. I don't know if I've seen Gate 2.
Maybe I'm thinking of The Gate, but I've seen it twice.
Was there a house? it's in the backyard.
So the second time you saw The Gate,
holes
you really...
The holes in the backyard.
This monster ends up coming out of the house, and he shoots a rocket into an eyeball in, like, the hand of the monster.
Oh, that's Pan's Labyrinth.
Oh. No, I think that is the first one. I'm not sure.
There's a tree in the backyard.
That was interesting, though. I mean, other than Evil Dead 2, I've never heard somebody pull out the second in a horror series as being the best. Their favorite of all time.
You could be right, but that's the same one I've seen. Whatever that one is.
Yeah, I don't even know how many gates there have been. Because there's so many.
Well, I thought somebody else already picked the gate. I'm just saying, I like The Gate 2.
I'm backpedaling.
Tony?
My favorite is still the original Halloween. I still think is
agreed.
Terrifying to this day, no matter how many times I watch it.
And if you go over to, it's over here on Orange Grove is where the houses are.
I knew it was around here.
Just up the block from Zanku Chicken. And then Mike Myers' house is out in Pasadena. I had an argument in front of an entire audience with Jonah Ray about it last night at Meltdown. I melted down about the location of the houses because Jonah was insisting that they were in different places. And I was like, who do you think you're talking to? What do you think, Josh? What's your favorite?
I'm trying to think of the name of the horror film. There's two possibilities. One's not really a horror film.
Troll 2?
No. Yeah, I haven't watched it yet. I watched the actual
Best Worst Movie.
That was great. They're both. Once you've seen Best Worst Movie, you've kind of seen enough of Troll 2, but, but Troll 2 is pretty delightful.
No, it's the Prince of Darkness.
Mm.
That
interesting, John Carpenter.
Yeah. I loved that as a kid. I love the whole idea of like the future message coming back to warn them of what's going to happen in a few days in their dreams. I don't know.
That confirms you don't really like horror movies.
Yeah. I also love.
I've never met a person who likes that movie.
Well, I mean, like it as in like it's
what was the last
time goofy. I haven't seen it in years. Really, I think the scariest movie that I, one of the scariest movies that I like, but it's not really a horror movie, is The Serpent in the Rainbow.
Oh yeah.
I love that.
Bill Pullman.
It's really creepy.
Yeah, it's trippy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gave me nightmares. Alarms.
Next. Matt.
You see the movie that I'm
talking
about.
Oh. I think I'm going to say Halloween as well. I hate to repeat one, but...
It's good. It's just it's so basic, and it's been ripped off so many times since, and it just hasn't been done as well.
I've seen it closer to that time.
Yeah.
I saw it right at that time, and it was scary as fuck.
I think what's so scary about it is there's nothing fake about it.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a crazy guy that escaped.
And it's silent. Like, there are parts where there should be, like, huge sound effects and things, and it's really quiet and disturbing, and he's, like, in the background. You see him just far back in the shot.
Yeah, he'll just show up. And then the crazy score is also... amazing.
It's crazy.
Do you bust that out at all on the keyboard this time of year?
I feel like I really need to change mine.
Okay.
It's a movie that wrecked me as a kid for like most of my life.
Can I guess?
Guess.
Yeah. Wizard of Oz?
Yes. No. It was.
Those monkeys are fucking scary when you're little.
Poltergeist.
Is definitely
that tree. Outside the window, like laying in bed and seeing shadows on your wall, it wrecked me. Like, I was.
Yeah. That was back when Spielberg was getting away with some shit under the PG rating. Like, it was pretty intense for a PG and led to the PG-13 invention. Yeah.
Clown under the bed is what got me.
Oh,
as a kid.
God, yeah.
That clowns are always. Clowns are always scary.
Probably holds up pretty well, too, other than, like, the special effects on his face, I think, look a little goofy now if you watch it. He's like peeling the face off with the.
Yeah, who knows how good that looks when you look at it now, but it's still it's still got Craig T. Nelson and Joe Beth Williams are parents of three children, and they're giddily smoking pot in the bedroom early on in the movie, and then no one accuses them later of seeing ghosts just because they're high, so I appreciated that. Justin?
I'm going to go with The Accidental Tourist. Just kidding.
That movie was kind of scary. Gina Davis is a freak in that movie. And he's got that weird little dog. That it's a corgi, right? Or did you bring it up when you don't even you?
No,
it's not even a movie you're familiar with.
I thought I was referring to a different movie. What movie was I referring to?
Accidental Tourist was William Hurt.
I think I was referring to The Tourist.
Yeah, that was.
Oh, with
a horror for all who sat through it.
Yeah. No.
Depp and Jolie.
I cannot remember the name of this movie, but here's a weird one that I feel strange saying. I really like the director, but the first remake of The Ring, and I know it's the dumbest thing ever.
Who did that, Gore Verbinski?
Yeah, but just the images of that, like, I couldn't sleep. It was so creepy. It creeped me out as an adult, even though it's, like, a fucking VHS. Like, it's just the dumbest idea ever, but it creeped me out.
That was a trend for a while, though, was just, like, you know, really creepy images. And, I mean, I guess it's still going. Like, they can't make a horror movie anymore without some child that talks creepy and is dead or going to kill somebody.
We made a really big mistake when we were making our second record. We all went and saw The Grudge together where we were staying in a weird house in
Valley Village.
Yeah, we went and saw that movie, and we all got back, and it was all dark and weird, and none of us wanted to leave our beds, because after that, I mean, that movie's not good or anything, but it has some horribly scary moments.
Okay, I just thought of something else, like Josh. I want to take that back, because this one is actually a wonderful movie, and I can't remember the name of it either, but it's got Tomas in it. Was that The Orph? I don't know. Tomas?
The
Orphans?
Is that the one with Tomas? In the
mouth? Yes.
That
one was good.
That one was like just a beautiful and
sad
movie.
What was the one with Nicole Kidman that was pretty creepy?
The others.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
Sad one.
All right, well, let's speaking of movies, we're going to listen to a song that, is it called True Romance? Is it a nod to the motion picture True Romance? Or
a little bit. I think on the last record we had a song, and I called it Pulp Fiction, but it had nothing to do with the movie Pulp Fiction. It was more about the, you know, the writing, the style of pulp writing. But then on this one I thought, oh, why not just go there anyway, since people, you know, were kind of referencing that to me a lot, about like, oh, you like Pulp Fiction by Quentin Tarantino? I'm like, yeah, it's all right. So True Romance.
Just don't do a Natural Born Killers song.
I don't think so.
Stay on Quentin's good side.
But yeah.
Awesome. So let's listen to that song from, and it's from another movie title. It's from the album's called Go, and enjoy it. Then we'll come back and play some games.
Better believe it's true, you know I do, I do you. Better believe it's true, you know I do, I do. I'm a screw up of epic proportions, a walking hand grenade. Dramatic, a dime store dramatic, a conduit for pain. She said, don't speak, don't think, just take it all, take it all. I said, don't speak, don't think, just mess me up, mess me up. You better believe it's true, you know I do, I do. You better believe it's true, you know I do. Overly apologetic, I'm a tightrope tragedy. You're chicken little, I'm a monkey in the middle. There is something wrong with me.
Okay, we're back.
What a song.
That was a fun little... It was a good for us to take a little break, go to the bathroom and stuff, but the question on the table right now is, does anyone hunger for games?
Oh, yeah.
just games. Tony. Everyone else, I'm good, thanks.
Cool. You mean the part where we all get to look like fools? Cool.
It doesn't...
I'm excited. I'm excited.
Not knowing something doesn't make you a fool. Especially something as trivial as this. And under pressure, too. Like, a lot of people like to say, you know, don't listen to them if they tweet at you,
oh, I got that movie. I would have said this, or I would have done that. Because they might not have, because they don't know what they would have done when sitting in such an intimidating room backstage at the House of Blues.
Even when asking about, like, favorite horror film, like, I got nervous. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't think of
it. I got to answer this right.
I know. I couldn't think of it.
People are going to yell at me.
Yeah.
I was so mad at myself when I blew it at Billitai the last time you had me on. I think I told you I literally could not fall asleep that night because I was trying to think of what I should have said. And I thought of a ton of them after the fact.
Oh,
so.
That's so scary.
Okay. All right, let's try it. Let's, since Justin's the most excited about playing.
Don't try to make it hard on us.
No, every title I pick, I have people submit titles through Twitter, but every title I pick, I know that there's something that you can link on each end. So the person who gets to go first does get a little bit of an advantage because I think there's fairly obvious things you can use, but... I could be wrong. But Soulless Fox suggested the great, I don't even remember if I saw it, the Josh Hartnett vehicle, 30 Days of Night.
Mm, I like that.
So, Justin, to build a title, you have to come up with something that ends with 30 or begins with night.
I'm going to go with 30 Days of Nightmare Before Christmas. Can I do that without the A?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Cool. A and the, I think.
Yeah, we dropped those.
Okay.
In this game, we do that. So you're good. So now we go to...
Nightmare Before Christmas?
Yeah. So, Matt says something that ends with 30 or begins with mass.
Uh-oh.
Or Christmas.
Okay, something about Christmas.
Yeah.
30 Days of Nightmare Before Christmas Vacation.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Now what's going to happen to Josh? Vacation.
I've got one.
You wouldn't be adding anything if you just say vacation, so that doesn't count.
Yeah, that does not
count. This is one of those endings. Anything that ends in shun, I get a lot of controversy over what people should have said next.
Really?
Yeah. So you might want to stay on the other end.
Yes.
And go with 30? Something that ends in 30.
30? I'm already stuck here.
I don't think there's anything that is vacation.
Yeah, that's
something.
30, I'm just going to...
At least we've got some hammering noises for people to listen
to.
House of Blues, they're constantly building it. they're always adding on, fixing things. I don't think that's... Earlier it was a guy tenderizing meat, but that can't be meat tenderizing. Oh, they're playing your drums downstairs?
I think my
without you?
Is getting everything going.
Oh, okay.
Nice for sound check.
All right, well, yell at your drum tech later for ruining the...
Anything? Yeah, that's what's happening right now.
Okay, so you're out.
I think I'm out, yeah.
Tony?
Well, let's see, I think you'll accept this.
I hope I will.
Can we go vacation breakable?
Shun breakable? I like it.
Oh,
I like it.
I was going to go in 30 Days of Nightmare Before
Christmas
Vacation of the Dead.
Shaun. See, that's where we get into the argument, is I think that's too much of a stretch. Because you pronounce it vacation... unbreakable kind of flows.
But now you get.
But you don't pronounce it vacation. I'm going on a vacation. Unless you're the Howls. But you still get to play with something that breakable. A bull? Bull? Mm-hmm. Bull? Or something that ends in 30.
See, the number 30 is real tough, I feel, to get at the end of a title.
There's one that just leapt into my head, but
Well,
it's different for everybody. Nothing?
30 Days of Nightmare Before Christmas Vacation.
Shunbreakable.
Bray Cable Guy.
Whoa! Bray Cable Guy. I want to accept it just because it's so creative.
But I can't. But good try. Do you have anything, Justin?
I'm gonna go with Breakable Durham.
Breakable Durham, I like better, yeah.
Good. Oh, now, good luck, man.
Yeah. Ham? You got Burham? Durham? Durham?
Durham?
Durham? Or ends in 30?
Oh. Can I go again? I'm sure you can
see this. You got knocked out, right?
I'm out. I'm out, right?
Yeah, you're out.
Thank you, man.
There's really nothing at stake.
No, yeah. There isn't. There isn't. Ooh, that is a good one. But I got one.
I guess it's kind of pronounced Durham, right? Durham.
Oh, that changes my life. That's the way it pronounces
it. I think.
Durham?
You thought of a movie with ham in it?
Durham. Yeah. So it's not usable. I'll say it.
Okay, time's up.
Yeah, I got
him. Tony?
Naked Gun 33 and a 30 days of nightmare before Christmas.
Vacation
Breakable Durham.
Is that the official title, that? Can you check on your phone?
Oh, are you having the final insult?
I think so, yeah.
I thought it was so clever.
No, that's not going to work.
So
Justin wins.
Can I add to both ends just to be that?
Please, guy? Yeah, be that guy.
Can I go with Mother? Mother-y days of night?
Well,
I wouldn't count that.
If I may, isn't it technically National Lampoon's Vacation?
Oh. Oh, so wait, wow.
Yeah.
That really blows shit up. Who said vacation the first time?
Christmas Vacation.
Okay. And then what was your other one you were going to add?
I was going to say Mother the... Oh, what? Does that work? Third?
Uh-uh.
Third. Okay. Then...
Mother 30?
Boulder Amazing Grace, which is about the first animal rights activist in England or something. I just watched that like last year.
Dura Amazing.
We did not do very well.
Dura Amazing.
Very long.
It's not the biggest title in the world, but we had fun trying. And 13 Going on 30, starring Jennifer Garner, is the one I thought of.
That ends up in a.
I'm so proud of myself until you shat on my tree.
But Justin gets to go first in the Leonard Maltin game.
Uh-oh.
So that's exciting.
I love that this is happening.
You'll be okay.
I already flunked. I didn't even get to say one.
It's okay, you'll make it up on the stage. What?
You know, he's going to phone it in tonight.
He's always going to be thinking about
that. He's going to be in a funk the whole night. He's not going to sleep on the tour bus.
I was trying to think of what was that movie that was like the time stamp, but I think it was like 12:38, wasn't it? Was like a repeating time. It's kind of like Groundhog's Day, but it was like a shittier version of that.
The time?
Oh, Purple Rain. Oh. No, there's like, I don't know if it was a made for HBO movie like in the 80s or something, but there's like a movie that's a timestamp and it kept resetting to that time.
Huh.
I saw it.
There's that.
Does the wife know that one? No idea. Okay, let's, the wife. Let's, let Justin pick a category.
Mm-hmm.
A gentleman on Twitter had a great idea for today when I said that you guys were going to be here and that I needed titles for Build a Title. A guy suggested for Leonard Maltin. His name is at DBL0CK614. Really flies off flies off the tongue, that handle. And he, or she, I'm pretty sure it's a he though, suggested one of your album titles, I Am the Movie, as a category title, and that would be movies where a movie's being made in the movie.
Mm. Oh, I like that.
Yeah, or he also suggested My Dinosaur Life, another great Motion City soundtrack album, and that would be movies that have dinosaurs in them. And then I decided to extrapolate further, and from your most recent album, Go, movies that have cast members from the movie Go.
Ooh.
Yeah, which one of those do you like?
You go with Go.
Okay.
Oh, man. I mean, this one.
All right, so...
Oh, sorry.
The order's going to go this way.
This way.
Yeah. So get ready, Jesse. This movie is from 2000. Leonard Maltin gives it 2.5 stars. one of the leads in the movie is also in the motion picture Go. Did I say the year is 2000?
Yeah.
And Leonard calls this movie uneven, and he also says that it's made watchable by a strong ensemble, or ensemble. And he lists 12 names. There's a lot of ghosts running around the House of Blues. I don't know if this is going to pick it up on the recording, but a lot of creaking doors. How many names do you think you can get it in, Justin?
Well, Doug, I'm going to go with 12 names.
Smart opening bit.
So that goes to me?
Yeah.
I'll keep the game going with 11.
All right, poker face. Or as I call it in this game, poker mouth. When people reveal how uncomfortable they are.
8.
Tony's competitive.
He is competitive.
Because he could have just made him name it.
He could.
Would have been touch and go, so to speak.
Yeah.
Remember that? There was a hockey movie with Michael Keaton called Touch and Go.
I'm going to go with 7.
Okay.
Keep it interesting.
I'm going to say name that.
All right, Matt's making.
Do that to him because he would have got it. He would have got it. You should have said,
Matt's making Josh name it. How many names do you get? 8? Seven names.
Seven.
Okay,
yeah.
Do you want
the
clues again?
2000.
Mm-hmm.
Got a cast member from Go.
Two mm-hmm.
half stars. It has a great ensemble, so hopefully there's some names in here I'll recognize.
Strong ensemble.
Strong.
Yeah,
sorry.
But it's uneven.
It's uneven. And it was made in 2000, so I've probably seen it.
And your seven names are Chelsea Ross.
See, I'm terrible with names.
J.K. Simmons. Rosemary Harris. Gary Cole. Kim Dickens. Michael Jeter and Hilary Swank.
Whoa.
Yeah.
The Swank.
Those are like the, you know, it's like the back half of the names.
Yeah, yeah. So she's not good the star.
And
no,
you got Swank
Gary
in there.
Cole and Hilary Swank?
From 2000.
I just want to. Wait, what was our.
And somebody from Go.
Oh, someone from Go.
Yeah.
Oh, so one of those people, which there's a fucking shitload of them in that movie.
Yeah, Go had a pretty strong ensemble.
Yeah, it's like ridiculous. That's how
as well. So I have a bad feeling about you on this one.
Yeah, you should. You should. In 2000.
I don't think you're going to pull it out.
You don't?
No.
No.
Because it's admittedly kind of a hard one.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
An interesting one, considering what we were talking about during the break. Anything?
No, I'm going
to
give up.
Okay, we'll give the point to Matt.
Was it you?
Justin wants to guess.
Was it Pieces of April?
No, but okay. Katie Holmes.
That was the only thing I could think of that I've never seen.
It's not the gift. I didn't think of anything. Is it The Gift?
It's The Gift. What's wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
I quit.
Did you say
you're
that
the
earlier?
Only person here that could have got that.
Oh, I never saw The Gift.
Yeah,
I
it's
was just like the only person I could think of was like Katie Holmes.
I
never
Katie
saw.
Holmes.
Yeah. I
and
know
we were just talking about Sam Raimi. We were talking about Sam Raimi a few minutes ago during the break, and he directed it. And
God damn it!
It stars Kate Blanchett, and then there's also Greg Kinnear, Katie Holmes, Keanu Reeves, and
I have never seen
Giovanni Ribisi. It's an interesting movie,
yeah.
Especially if you want to see Katie Holmes topless. It's a disturbing scene, so it's not that much fun to watch her topless. It's not like she's parading around smiling.
No, it's,
she's being attacked.
Yeah,
so it takes the fun out of it, doesn't it?
Giovanni, is he the bad guy or is he the...
I remember not loving
it. Why the fuck did I not just throw The Gift out there?
Keanu is like a wife beater with a terrible
he's
beard.
He's a horrible man.
He's got that terrible blotchy Keanu beard.
Yeah, he's like... He's a bad dude in that movie.
Okay, so...
I messed up, so...
Yeah, but Matt challenged, and so he gets the point, but we're going to start again with Justin, but then head the other way around.
Are we playing to two?
First to two, yeah.
And so I stay in the game, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you're back in it. And people were impressed that you got it, even though it was late. Because there are plenty of people listening who had no idea what it was.
I didn't know
so you're
it.
Better than them.
I just threw out, I was like, just,
you're just late.
I don't know why I didn't just guess.
Yeah, because I really thought, like, you just, it was just a movie that was just off of your radar completely.
I haven't seen it, really.
Yeah.
I think I saw part of it on HBO once or something, because I remember
still,
the
still
bar
pulled
scene
it out.
Keanu Reeves being an asshole.
Yeah, he plays it. So, but then we'll start with Justin and head towards Matt. So Justin gets to pick a category again, and you get to pick between these three: Pitch Perfect. It's movies where someone is killed with a pitchfork.
Wow.
Celebrating a birthday today on October 26th is past and future guest on the show, Craig Robinson from The Office, and great stand-up comedian. So movies that he's in. And your third choice is Buy a Fucking Tripod, which is found footage movies.
Oh.
Shaky cam movies.
I think the funnest one is going to be the second one.
Craig Robinson?
Yeah.
That is going to be the funnest. For sure. 3 stars from Leonard for this movie that has Craig Robinson in it. From 2008, he says about the movie that it's sweet-natured and lightly likable. He calls it lightly likable farce. So it's sweet-natured and lightly likable false farce. Jesus. Spit it out. And there are 10 names listed.
Well,
Justin Pierre.
I don't know what to do.
How many names?
Have everybody. I'm going to go with.
How many? You want to win?
Yeah, but I like
to. You want to win. Okay. If you get 1 point, we're still going. You still have, you know.
How many names?
This is what it's like when you guys are writing songs?
Yeah, a bit worse.
There's 10 names.
It's a lot more on the line when you're writing a song.
You need from the bottom.
I'm not sure. I think I'm going to go with 10.
It's a smart opening bit. I never chastise someone for doing that.
Unless you think you know.
Yeah, if you know it, then that's you're being silly.
Is
but
2008, right?
2008.
Maybe 7 or 9.
9, okay.
8.
All right, Tony.
0.
Tony drops the hammer. There it is.
I'm not going negative.
You can't go negative? Jesse can't go negative. He's a very positive individual.
Pineapple Express.
Oh, Tony! Swing and a miss!
He is in that from
2008. He sure is! But this movie's called Zach and Mary Make a Porno. Oh,
no. See, that's not... I was going to say that, but I didn't.
Really?
No, Pineapple Express.
That's what it says.
I don't think that's right.
Uh-huh.
I really don't.
We can have Jesse's wife can do a backup check on it.
I want to say that's 2000.
Jesse, you're on the board. Nicely done.
So he gets... because he goes name that movie to 0. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what do you expect me to do when you go to 0?
2008.
Yeah, 2008. Verified.
All right. Late 2008.
For some reason, I was thinking Pineapple Express came out later than that, because I was going to say that movie.
I remember seeing it on the work tour 2008 on the day off.
Yep.
That's why it came to mind.
There you go. Okay, so since Jesse challenged, we'll start with Josh, and then go towards Matt.
Okay.
Right? Gets complicated when there's five. And there's five people.
The show I don't ever understand.
It's very confusing, and I apologize. Josh, pick between these categories: Paranormal Blacktivity, which is a movie with a black ghost in it, African American ghosts. There's at least, like, there's 6 of them. People keep writing to me on Twitter suggesting more.
Two.
Yeah, and then a really fun category we've been doing called Ice Ice Baby, which is movies with either Ice-T, Ice Cube, or Jennifer Grey.
Oh, nice.
And Saw 4, those are movies that I, Doug Benson, have seen 4 or more times.
I'll do Saw 4.
Okay. Bad choice. How do you know what I've seen?
I don't.
This one is from... This is a movie I think I saw at least 4 times in the theater, and then I've seen many times more. From 1999, Leonard gives it 3 stars. He says about the movie... I think I've even played this movie on the show a few times before, because it's funny that the first thing he says in the review is... It's a mosaic of misery. And he also says that the movie has haunting songs, and that one of the actors in the movie, it's that actor's final film. And he lists 19 names. How many of those do you think you'll need? Joshua.
99, that's your wheelhouse, buddy.
Yeah, it's right in there.
You got this.
Out of 19.
I'm going to say 12.
That's good. I like it.
19's just too many.
Matt on base says 11.
I want to say name it, but I also want to
have some fun.
I want to, yeah. So what was it? 11?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go with 10.
Okay.
I actually know it, but can't think of the actual title. What if I name the people in it?
I'm not interested in anything but the title, but once you hear some people in it, it may
still
give it away for you.
Though.
Yeah, so you gotta say six names or less.
Where are you at?
Or ask Justin to name it.
Wait.
Right,
12,
you said 7?
10.
Oh, you said 10, I'm sorry. 10 names.
I actually do know it, though. I'd go 8 then, I guess.
Jesse Johnson, name that movie. You can't think of the title.
Mosaic of Misery, 3 stars. The category is I've seen it four or more times, and it's got haunting songs. One actor, it's the final film of that performer, and your 9 names.
No.
Did he say 9?
No wife
over there.
Yeah, he's got his wife in eyesight.
Yeah, I'm not.
He said 8, right? Is it 8?
Did you take 2 names off or 1? Justin was 10.
I took 1 off.
Okay, 9.
Or did I don't know what it is.
Yeah, 9 names.
Eight.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay, 8.
I know it now.
All right, here's your 8 names. Eileen Ryan, Felicity Huffman, Henry Gibson, Michael Murphy, Alfred Molina, Ricky Jay, Luis Guzman, and April Grace.
Keep your mustache on over there.
Oh my god.
Is it still the same movie you thought it was?
Yes.
And you can't think of the name?
I can. Wait, nobody else guesses after, right?
It's just you.
Yeah.
It's all about you.
Fucking range frogs in the movie.
Can't tell.
What's it called?
You know what the title is.
I know what the title is.
Everyone in this room knows. Mm-hmm. Everyone listening to the podcast knows.
I know it too.
I wish I would have done less.
What's it called? 3, 2, 1, let's all say it. Magnolia!
In my head, I kept saying Mulholland, and I knew that wasn't but I knew the movie.
That was the working title, Mulholland Drive, and
Robards.
I knew it the second you said
Jason Robards died.
The misery part, I
in
knew
the movie, too.
What movie it was, but could not think of.
I had no idea until I got so excited that
I knew what it was, but I couldn't think of it.
Justin's on the board.
Oh, nice.
Right?
You said
to name it. Okay, sorry, Justin. You're not on the board.
I'm not on the board.
Not even near the board.
Tony's on the board.
Yeah.
Okay, so since Tony challenged Jesse, we'll start with Josh and go the other way. Towards Tony.
Tony?
Yeah, back towards Tony.
I want to get one.
Okay. let's make it happen right now. We can do it.
I can't believe I messed up the one thing, I'm guessing.
I feel like it's got to be harder when you're actually doing it than you are when it is.
Once I didn't have the pressure on me, I could think of a million titles that I was like, oh, maybe it's The Gift.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And it's pretty hard in general. A lot of people write to me saying they listen all the time, they never know the answers. But they still have fun. They still manage to enjoy it.
I don't know who these people are.
It's like when I watch Jeopardy. I don't know most of the answers, but it's fun enough to watch people that know stuff. Your category options are Taken, that's movies where somebody loses their virginity.
Oh.
He got excited that it was going to be Liam Neeson movies or something. M&M's.
Taken 2 and it's horrible.
M&M's, a delicious Halloween candy, but the category is M for masked and M for murderer. So movies with a masked murderer. And a really fun category that nobody picks, so I get to laugh every time I say it. Keeping Up with the Kardashians. That's a movie that has 3 or more monsters in it.
3 or more monsters?
Yeah, I'd stay away from it if I were you.
Sounds like it.
But
so,
you've got virginity or mass murderer.
Mass or masked?
Masked.
Oh, masked murderer.
Masked.
Okay.
Sorry.
Let's do number 2. Let's go number 2.
Let's go number two.
Let's go number two right now.
Oh, you're going masked
murderer?
Okay, this movie has a masked murderer in it. It's from 1997. Leonard gives it 2.5 stars. He says about the film that it has scares and humor. And he lists 19 names.
Wow.
Really stuck on the 19 names thing.
What year?
I'm going to say
and
zero.
The year is 1997.
Zero.
Okay.
Nice.
Exciting.
Go to me or Matt?
Now we go back towards you.
Zero.
Zero. 97.
You're probably going to win if you... it's the question.
Force me to take...
I'm
guess.
Teetering between two movies that I feel like...
Make a decision.
Yeah, I don't think name it.
Fuck. Now is the question. Is it the sequel to the first one? I'm just saying Scary Movie.
We got quiet. I mean, we have a winner.
Him. Yeah. What was it?
What do you think it is?
I was going back and forth between either Scream 2.
Scream is what I meant.
Fuck! It wouldn't have been the first
Yeah, Scary
no,
Movie. Scary
two.
Movie didn't have any scares.
Scream 2, yeah, Scream 2.
Didn't have any scares.
God damn it. I'm an idiot. I'm leaving.
No, that kill didn't have a mask.
No,
was
it
Scream
2?
Yeah, it's Scream
2. Fuck, that's what... I'm quitting.
You guys have a good life.
Oh, but don't you want to name a shithead?
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
All right, we get Tony's our winner. There's no, you know, prizes or anything.
How did I do that?
I guess you can.
I thought Scary Movie's a
I thought Scary Movie was kind of a weird guess.
Yeah. Scream 2.
Didn't even faze me.
That's what Scream was
like
going to be called. Scary Movie was
Scream,
what it was going to be
Scream
called.
Scream 1 is like 1995, right? Right. Okay.
And
like,
Dimension
so
owned
so
the name, so then they decided, well, let's make a parody of horror movies and call it Scary Movie. Yeah. I think that's how it went down. But, yeah, and if I listed, you know, if somebody had said as few as, like, if it had gotten down to one name, it's a pretty good name, because the 19th billed person is Kevin Williamson, who wrote it.
I knew it was fun.
Who wrote it. Yeah, he wrote, you know, he started off with Dawson's Creek, and then...
Oh.
But I thought
made
the
Scream
movie.
Sure.
Yeah,
that's a scary movie.
I know.
Okay, so Tony, you win, and so everybody else gets to just write down on one of these lines I've provided at the bottom. Just anyone that you want me to call a shithead to close out the show tonight. Anybody, living or dead, friend or foe. You didn't know about it?
No.
You've never listened all the way to the end?
No, I guess not.
Yeah, yeah, that's your consolation prize for playing, is that I'll call somebody a shithead. Yeah, it could be anything that you have a gripe with.
Oh, man, this could be a cardboard box.
Well, have somebody else go if you got to think about it.
I've got one, but it's really long.
Okay, well, scribble it in there, and we'll I'll chat with everybody else for a second. Halfway through your tour...
Halfway through, we start going west and east from here. So
Twitter handle is @ Motion City Music.
Correct.
Because @ Motion City Soundtrack is too many letters.
Yep.
Yeah, that's sad when that happens.
Confusing.
And then, but the website is MotionCitySoundtrack.com.
Yes. Correct.
Okay. So all the tour dates are there, and you can find all of your Twitter handles are basically your names, right?
Yep.
More so,
yes. Mine is.
Somebody have an underscore in the middle or something?
Okay.
Let me see that. Let me make sure I can read it.
Well, he's got JCPMCS, which is a little weird.
Wow. Okay. What do you got? I'm just going to take forever reading his. Oh, you still got to think about it?
Yeah, I was listening to you talk.
I should have told you guys before the show to think of a good shithead. Does Matt have one?
I have. All right.
Kane.
It's not necessarily... Yeah. Name, but it is a specific person from my past.
It's really cute how you are all struggling with this. Tony's probably the most prepared.
I thought about it earlier today.
And then he had to go and win.
What? God, I can't believe I fucked that up so badly.
It was.
No. Well, it was. I was teetering. I may have opted for Scream, but I was thinking it was Scream 2. Because I was like, I think Scream came out when I was in high school and I graduated in 95.
That's how I was classifying the two. Well.
Yeah, and so I was like... And then I said, Scary Movie. And it just sounded all wrong. Came out.
No, it was... It was
the parody of the movie I was
trying to say. Yeah, it was a good guess, and nonetheless.
So
Okay, write something down.
I don't know. I don't want to call anybody a shithead.
This part's going to take longer than the rest of the show.
You're the friendliest band. We could just do two. We'll just do two.
I agree with the justice.
Okay, that's fine.
And Matt's, honestly. I agree with that, too.
All right, well, thank you to Tony, Justin, Josh, Matt, and Jesse for having me hang out with you here at the House of Blues. The venerable House of Blues. And have a good rest of your tour. I'm going to come to the show tonight, so try not to be nervous. Okay. I'm going to bring the president of show business with me.
Frankie Sharp.
So it's make or break it tonight. And as always, the marriage amendment that defines marriage as only between a man and a woman is a shithead. That's probably the longest one that we've ever had.
Thank you.
And the dude who threw staples in my hair in 8th grade science class is a shithead. Now it's time to talk about you.